The rain hit the cracked window like a heartbeat, steady, cold, and merciless. Alexander sat on the edge of his bed, his hands trembling over a stack of unpaid bills. The room smelled of damp clothes and burnt coffee. Outside, the city moved on without him, unaware that his world had just collapsed. His phone buzzed again, another message from the bank. Insufficient funds. His chest tightened, and for a moment, he wished he could disappear. Silence filled the room, louder than any noise. He whispered to himself, "How did I end up here?" The words hung in the air, heavy with defeat. In that moment, he wasn't just broke, he was broken. But somewhere deep beneath the exhaustion, a quiet spark refused to die. A whisper in his soul said, "This is not the end." He didn't know it yet, but this night, this painful, desperate night, would become the turning point of his entire life. From this silence, he would rebuild. From this darkness, he would rise. From a broke person to a rich person, the world doesn't save the broken. It tests if they can rebuild. This is the story of Alexander, but soon it will be your story too. Being broke is temporary. Staying broke is a choice. You don't need a miracle to become rich, just a plan and relentless execution.
Chapter 1. The Weight of Empty Pockets. Every second of that ticking clock reminded him that time was moving, but he was not. He was working long hours at a job that drained him, living in a city that never noticed his existence. He often wondered how he ended up here, how a life once filled with dreams had turned into a cycle of survival. The mornings were the hardest. The alarm would ring, and for a moment he would stare at the ceiling, wishing for one more hour of peace before facing another day that felt the same as yesterday. He would force himself out of bed, put on his worn-out shoes, and walk to the bus stop, pretending everything was fine. Inside, he felt hollow. His smile at work was mechanical, his laughter rehearsed, his energy borrowed from the last fragments of hope he had left. When co-workers talked about vacations, promotions, or weekend getaways, he nodded politely while thinking about the overdue rent waiting for him at home. At night, the walls of his apartment seemed to close in. The hum of the refrigerator had stopped months ago, and the quietness felt heavy. He sat by the window, scrolling through his phone, watching strangers online living the life he wished he had. Expensive cars, luxurious homes, people celebrating success while he could barely afford dinner. Envy burned in his chest, but it was mixed with something darker. Shame. He felt invisible, small, and powerless. He told himself he was unlucky, that the system was broken, that life had given him a bad hand. It was easier to blame the world than to face his reflection. He avoided mirrors because they told the truth. The tired eyes, the unshaven face, the weight of years spent chasing stability instead of purpose. He used to dream of being free, of building something meaningful. But now, he was just surviving. Every payday was already spent before the money arrived. His wallet was always empty. His bank account a cruel reminder that effort alone was not enough. He had mastered the art of pretending to be okay, pretending to be hopeful, pretending that one day things would magically change. But deep down, he knew the truth. Nothing changes until you do. His habits were his silent enemies. Late nights filled with distractions, impulsive spending on small pleasures that gave short bursts of happiness, but long stretches of regret. He bought things to feel alive, but they only made him feel emptier. He feared risk more than he feared failure. He avoided challenges because comfort was easier, even if it killed his spirit. The weekends became escapes, filled with meaningless entertainment and wasted hours that only left him feeling worse. He was living on autopilot, existing instead of living. One cold evening, everything reached its breaking point. He had applied for a small personal loan to cover his rent and was certain it would be approved. When the rejection email arrived, it felt like a punch to the gut. He read it again and again, his heart sinking deeper each time. Application denied. Two words that carried a lifetime of frustration. He stared at the screen, his vision blurring with tears he had been holding back for years. He dropped his phone on the table, leaned back, and let the silence consume him. For the first time in a long time, he allowed himself to cry, not just because of the money, but because of everything. The lost time, the wasted potential, the endless cycle of fear and survival. As the tears dried on his cheeks, a strange calm settled over him. It was as if the storm had passed, leaving behind a clear sky of realization. He whispered to himself, "Something has to change. I can't live like this anymore." His voice cracked, but the words felt powerful, like a promise to his future self. It was not a declaration of success, but a confession of truth. He had finally admitted that the life he was living was not what he was meant for. That single moment of honesty was the beginning of everything. The pain he felt became his teacher. He realized that pain was not his enemy. It was the message he had ignored for too long. Pain was telling him that the way he was living no longer worked. He had been running from discomfort, but in doing so, he had also run away from growth. He began to see that his poverty was not just about money, it was about mindset. He had been broke not only in his wallet, but in his thoughts. He lived with scarcity in his heart, believing there was never enough time, money, opportunity, or luck. That belief had shaped every decision, every action, and every result. He thought about the people he envied online. They were not smarter than him, not luckier. But they had made decisions he was too afraid to make. They took risks. They failed, learned, and tried again. They didn't wait for permission to change. That realization hit him harder than any rejection. He had been waiting for someone to save him, but no one was coming. The only person who could turn things around was the one staring back at him in the mirror. That night, Alexander wrote down three words on a piece of paper. No more excuses. He taped it to his wall where he could see it every morning. It became his silent mantra, a constant reminder that the power to change his life was already in his hands. He didn't have a plan yet, but he had something better, a decision. He had finally chosen to stop being the victim of his story and start being the author of it. The next morning, the sun rose just like it always did. But to him, it looked different. The air felt lighter, the world less cruel. Nothing external had changed, but something inside him had shifted. For the first time in years, he felt hope. Not the kind that waits, but the kind that acts. He didn't know how long it would take, or how hard it would be, but he knew one truth that would guide him for the rest of his life. Rock bottom was not the end. It was the foundation on which he would rebuild. In that realization, Alexander found his awakening. Poverty had taught him humility, struggle had taught him resilience, and failure had taught him awareness. He understood that the path to wealth was not about chasing money, but about transforming the person who earned it. He was done living in fear, done blaming others, done surviving. That night of despair became the birth of a new mindset, a mindset that would one day make him free. And so began the long journey from scarcity to abundance, from helplessness to power, from the weight of empty pockets to the wealth of purpose. Alexander didn't know where the road would lead, but he knew he would never again let his circumstances define him. In the quiet darkness of that small apartment, a new man was born, and in that man's heart, a single truth echoed. Rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountain tops never will. Chapter 2. The Mirror of Brutal Truth. The morning light crept through the blinds and fell across the cracked mirror that hung on the wall. Alexander stood before it, the silence around him heavy and absolute. The face staring back was not one of pride, but of exhaustion. His eyes were hollow, his shoulders slumped beneath the invisible weight of every bad decision he had ever made. Yet for the first time, he did not look away. There was no more running, no more pretending that things would somehow fix themselves. This was the moment of confrontation, raw and undeniable. He saw not a man cursed by fate, but one shaped by his own choices. Every sleepless night, every impulsive purchase, every excuse whispered to himself had built the prison he now stood in. The mirror did not lie. It revealed not just his reflection, but the truth he had avoided for years. He realized that poverty was not just about money. It was about mindset. It was about the small habits of avoidance, the quiet surrender to fear, the refusal to take control. He had blamed the world for being unfair, but deep down he knew that the only unfairness was the one he had imposed on himself by refusing to grow. That morning, he saw with brutal clarity that no one was coming to rescue him. There would be no miracle, no stroke of luck, no sudden opportunity. Salvation would come only from the decisions he made from that moment forward. It was both terrifying and liberating. He turned away from the mirror, sat down at his small desk, and opened an old notebook. The pages were blank, but they felt alive, waiting for something real to be written on them. With a deep breath, he began listing every financial mistake he had ever made. Each line was a wound reopened, a confession of ignorance, laziness, and misplaced priorities. He wrote about the credit cards maxed out on things that never mattered, the time wasted scrolling through meaningless content while others built their futures, the opportunities ignored because of fear. The list was long, but when he finished, he didn't feel defeated. He felt free. Admitting the truth did not destroy him. It rebuilt him. At the top of the page, in bold letters, he wrote, "I am the problem, and that means I am also the solution." Those words became the spark that ignited his transformation. From that day forward, Alexander made a decision that would define the rest of his life. He stopped complaining about his situation and started taking control of it. He created a simple budget, nothing fancy, just a clear plan to understand where every dollar went. He cancelled subscriptions he no longer used, stopped buying things to impress people who did not care, and learned to say no to temporary pleasures that cost him long-term stability. Each small change gave him a sense of power he had never known before. He realized that control was addictive, not the control of others, but the control over himself. The first week was uncomfortable. His mind resisted the discipline. He missed the dopamine rush of careless spending and the illusion of comfort that came from ignoring problems. But every time he was tempted to go back, he remembered the man in the mirror. He could still see the tired eyes, the silent disappointment. And he knew he never wanted to meet that version of himself again. He started replacing his old habits with new ones. Instead of watching TV until midnight, he read about personal finance and psychology. He discovered that the people who built wealth were not necessarily smarter or luckier than him. They were just more aware, more disciplined, and more intentional with their actions. He began waking up earlier, giving himself an extra hour each morning to plan his day and reflect. He started keeping a small journal of gratitude, writing down three things he was thankful for, no matter how small. It was his way of shifting from scarcity to abundance. Slowly, his mind began to change. He stopped seeing money as something he chased and started seeing it as something he managed, directed, and respected. He understood that wealth was not about how much he earned, but about how much control he had over his decisions. Days turned into weeks, and his confidence grew. He could feel the difference in how he walked, how he spoke, how he thought. He started paying attention to his surroundings, noticing how many people were living on autopilot, repeating the same mistakes he once did. He promised himself never to fall back into that cycle again. The truth was still brutal, but now it was also beautiful, because it was his. He had earned it through self-reflection, through courage, through the willingness to face what most people run from. Alexander realized that self-awareness is the starting point of all wealth. Before you can build anything, you must know what is broken. Before you can earn more, you must become more. His mirror had once shown him defeat, but now it showed him potential. The scars of his past failures were no longer signs of weakness, but proof that he had survived. He began to see every mistake as a lesson, every setback as a message, every challenge as an invitation to grow stronger. When he looked at his finances again after a few months, they had improved. But what changed most was his sense of identity. He was no longer a man trying to escape poverty. He was a man building wealth. He had taken ownership of his story, and that ownership made all the difference. There was power in responsibility. It meant he was no longer a victim of the economy, his upbringing, or the opinions of others. He was the driver of his own future. In time, Alexander would go on to build businesses, investments, and a life of financial freedom. But none of that would have been possible without this moment, the morning he faced himself and chose accountability over excuses. That mirror became his greatest teacher. It reflected not who he was, but who he could become if he was willing to take full responsibility. He understood something that most people never do. Growth is not glamorous. It is not about sudden success or external validation. It is quiet, internal, and often uncomfortable. It demands honesty, consistency, and humility. It requires you to admit that you are the problem before you can become the solution. But once you do, the world opens up in ways you could never imagine. As he stood again before the mirror months later, Alexander smiled. The same reflection that once made him feel ashamed now made him proud. He was still a work in progress, but this time he was progressing with purpose. The brutal truth had set him free, and in that freedom he found the foundation of all wealth, self-mastery. Because the moment you stop waiting for someone else to save you and decide to save yourself, that is the moment everything begins to change. Chapter 3. Learning the Rules of the Game. Alexander's obsession with learning began on an ordinary evening that no one else would remember, but one he would never forget. He turned off the television, closed every social media app, and opened a book instead. It was not a random book. It was a gateway to understanding a language he had never been taught, the language of money. For years he had believed that working harder was the path to success. He had believed that long hours and loyalty to his job would one day bring financial freedom. But as he read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, something inside him shifted. He realized that money was not about luck or labor. It was about knowledge, discipline, and leverage. That night marked the beginning of his transformation from financial ignorance to mastery. He started to see that money was not emotional. It obeyed principles and patterns, just like gravity or time. It rewarded clarity and punished confusion. For the first time in his life, he began to track every dollar that entered and left his hands. He faced the uncomfortable truth of where his money was really going: fast food, streaming subscriptions, impulsive purchases. All invisible leaks that drained his potential wealth. Each line in his expense tracker told a story, and each story revealed a habit that needed to change. It was no longer about how much he earned. It was about how much he kept and how effectively he multiplied it. Alexander replaced entertainment with education. Every night became a classroom. He watched financial experts instead of comedies, listened to podcasts about investing instead of music, and surrounded himself with ideas that challenged his old beliefs. He began to understand assets and liabilities on a deeper level. Assets put money in your pocket, liabilities take it out. It was simple, but it shattered everything he thought he knew about success. He realized that many people stayed broke not because they lacked opportunity, but because they misunderstood the game they were playing. They worked for money, while the rich made money work for them. The more he learned, the more the fog lifted. The world started to make sense in a new way. Every product he saw, every business he walked past, every transaction he made, they all became lessons. He stopped seeing himself as a consumer and started seeing himself as a future owner. He understood that every wealthy person he admired had once stood where he was now, confused, frustrated, and hungry for change. The difference was that they learned how the system worked, while others ignored it. Alexander began setting financial goals with precision. He wrote down exactly how much he wanted to save, how much he wanted to invest, and what kind of life he wanted to build. He created a budget not as a prison, but as a map to freedom. Every dollar had a job. Some were soldiers sent to fight debt. Others were workers sent to build investments. He started to treat his money like a business, not a mystery. The discipline of management became his new superpower. In the early days, it was not easy. There were nights he wanted to quit, nights when the old habits whispered to him, "You deserve a break. Buy something nice. You've earned it." But he had learned too much to go back. He knew that every financial decision either pushed him closer to freedom or pulled him back into slavery. He began to understand that wealth was a slow game, one that rewarded patience, consistency, and self-control. The thrill of learning replaced the temporary satisfaction of spending. Books became his mentors. Warren Buffett taught him the value of patience. Robert Kiyosaki taught him the importance of building assets. Napoleon Hill taught him the power of thought and persistence. These voices replaced the noise of the world around him. Alexander realized that education was not something that ended with school. It was a lifelong pursuit. And while others chased entertainment, he was quietly compounding knowledge that would later compound into wealth. He also learned to think differently about failure. Before, a mistake would crush him. Now it was data. Every bad investment, every missed opportunity, every moment of doubt became a lesson. The difference between the poor and the rich, he realized, was not intelligence, but interpretation. The poor see failure as the end. The rich see it as information. That realization made him unstoppable. The deeper he went, the more he saw patterns in how money flowed through the world. He studied markets, business models, and human psychology. He learned that emotion destroys wealth faster than any recession. Greed and fear were the two forces that kept most people broke. They bought when everyone else was euphoric and sold when everyone else panicked. But he refused to play that game. He started making decisions based on principles, not emotions. Discipline became his daily companion. He set a routine that revolved around growth. Mornings were for strategy, evenings for study, and weekends for reflection. He tracked his progress weekly, celebrated small wins, and learned from every loss. Slowly, the man who once avoided responsibility was now addicted to accountability. He no longer hoped for success. He built it. Alexander's life began to change from the inside out. His confidence grew, his decisions sharpened, and his energy shifted. People around him noticed, but they didn't understand. They thought he had found some secret trick. They didn't see the hours of reading, the pages of notes, the late nights of quiet discipline. They didn't see the internal war he fought every day, the war between old habits and new purpose. He no longer measured success by possessions, but by progress. His definition of wealth evolved. It was not about luxury. It was about freedom. The ability to wake up and choose how to spend his time. Every new skill he learned became another tool for that freedom. He started taking online courses, learning about marketing, real estate, and investing. Each new concept added a layer to his foundation. His curiosity became his currency. As the months passed, Alexander realized that wealth is not accidental. It is designed through knowledge, intention, and repetition. He was no longer reacting to life. He was leading it. He saw the connection between education and elevation. The more he learned, the more opportunities appeared. People began reaching out for advice. Small projects turned into income streams. His self-respect returned, and with it came momentum. Knowledge had given him power, but more importantly, it had given him clarity. He could now see through illusions, through empty status, fake success, and quick money traps. He understood that true wealth was invisible long before it became visible. It began in the mind, not the wallet. Every night before going to bed, Alexander wrote one line in his journal. Learn something valuable today. Apply it tomorrow. It became his mantra. His mind was no longer a cage. It was a factory of ideas. The confusion that once clouded his life was replaced by focus, and the fear that once held him hostage was replaced by confidence. Learning the rules of the game didn't just change his finances. It changed his identity. He was no longer the broke man chasing survival. He was a student of wealth, an architect of his own destiny. And as he looked back on his journey, he realized something profound. Education had not only taught him how to earn more, but how to become more. The man who once lived in ignorance now lived in awareness. The man who once feared money now controlled it. The man who once felt powerless now understood that knowledge is the greatest form of wealth. Alexander had learned the rules of the game, and that meant he would never play it the same way again. Chapter 4. Breaking the Chains of Comfort. Alexander used to believe that comfort was safety. He thought that if he stayed quiet, avoided risk, and waited long enough, things would eventually get better. But the truth hit him like a storm the day he realized that his comfort zone was a cage, not a home. It was disguised as security, but it was slowly suffocating his potential. Every day he woke up, did the same routine, took the same route to work, and accepted the same paycheck that barely covered his bills. He called it stability, but deep down, he knew it was fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of trying something new and being judged. Comfort whispered in his ear, convincing him that mediocrity was enough, that risk was danger, and that growth was for other people. But something inside him began to rebel. He started to feel restless, uneasy, as if his soul was begging for more. That's when he understood the truth behind the quote, "Growth and comfort cannot coexist. You cannot become who you're meant to be while clinging to what you've always known." So Alexander made a decision, a small but powerful one. He decided to break the chains of comfort. He realized that learning was easy. Action was hard. Knowledge without movement is just another illusion of progress. He had spent years reading, dreaming, and planning, but nothing changed until he took the first real step. When he decided to start his first side hustle, fear hit him like a wall. His mind was full of doubts. What if I fail? What if people laugh? What if I lose everything? But then another voice whispered louder. What if you win? What if you become the person you were always meant to be? That thought alone was enough to make him move. He remembered the fear of being broke, the humiliation of borrowing money, the sleepless nights filled with anxiety. That fear was far worse than the fear of failure. So he chose courage over comfort. After his long 9-to-5 job, when most people collapsed on the couch or drowned their frustration in distractions, Alexander stayed up working on something new. He discovered freelancing. He had no idea what he was doing, but he started anyway. He used skills he didn't even know had value: writing, design, communication. He offered help online, took small projects, and treated every opportunity as if it were his only one. The first time someone paid him $75 for his work, he stared at the payment confirmation in disbelief. It wasn't much, but it was everything. It was proof that he could earn without a boss, that he could create money through his own ideas. That night, he didn't sleep, not because of stress, but because excitement had finally replaced fear. Each new challenge terrified him. The first time he sent an invoice, the first time he pitched a client, the first time someone rejected his offer, his hands trembled, but he did it anyway. And every small victory replaced fear with confidence. He learned that courage is not the absence of fear. It is moving forward in spite of it. With every late night, every mistake, every uncomfortable decision, he was chipping away at the old version of himself, the one who settled for less, who hid behind excuses, who chose comfort over purpose. Alexander started noticing something sorrowful. The more he faced discomfort, the stronger he became. The more he exposed himself to risk, the more opportunities appeared. It was as if life rewarded him every time he refused to hide. Growth began to show in his actions, in his words, even in the way he carried himself. He stopped apologizing for wanting more. He stopped seeking approval from people who were too afraid to change themselves. He stopped explaining his dreams to those who preferred excuses. Instead, he focused all his energy on progress, on movement, on transformation. He began waking up earlier than ever before. The alarm clock no longer felt like an enemy. He used the mornings to plan his goals, learn new skills, and visualize success. The man who once dreaded Mondays now saw them as opportunities. The same job he once hated became a source of funding for his dreams. He learned to manage his time like an investor manages capital, carefully, intentionally, with purpose. Comfort had made him lazy. Discipline made him alive. As months passed, his freelance work grew. The income started to rise, and more clients began to trust him. What started as a side hustle became a second source of identity. He was no longer just an employee. He was a creator. And in that realization, he felt freedom. Not because of money alone, but because he finally controlled his direction. Every hour spent learning, failing, and adjusting brought him closer to independence. But the real victory was internal. The man who once ran from fear now used it as fuel. Fear became his compass. If something scared him, he saw it as a sign to move toward it. Every new project, every investment, every bold idea triggered fear. And that was how he knew he was growing. He learned to sit with discomfort, to let uncertainty become familiar. The unknown was no longer his enemy. It was his training ground. He began to understand that the most successful people in the world are not fearless. They are simply masters of their own discomfort. Breaking the chains of comfort was not a single event. It was a daily decision. Every morning, Alexander reminded himself that the life he wanted was on the other side of fear. He had to earn it through consistency and courage. And on the days he wanted to quit, he remembered the man he used to be, broke, afraid, and stuck. That memory was enough to keep him going. Soon, his new habits began to replace his old ones. Instead of waking up late, he woke before sunrise. Instead of spending money impulsively, he invested in knowledge. Instead of blaming others, he took full responsibility for every outcome. Instead of waiting for motivation, he relied on discipline. Each of these small acts of defiance against comfort made him stronger, sharper, and richer. Not just financially, but mentally. Alexander realized that most people spend their lives building walls around themselves made of comfort, fear, and excuses. They call it security, but it's really self-imprisonment. They don't understand that comfort kills dreams silently, one easy choice at a time. He refused to let that happen again. He learned to seek the uncomfortable path because he knew that ease brings stagnation and struggle brings evolution. The journey was far from smooth. There were nights of exhaustion, moments of doubt, and even failures that tested his patience. But every time he fell, he reminded himself that growth doesn't happen when you win. It happens when you get back up. He began to crave the process more than the results. He found meaning in progress itself. Comfort had once promised him peace, but it gave him emptiness. Discomfort gave him purpose, identity, and strength. One evening, as he looked out from his small desk at home, the same desk where he once struggled to make $75, he smiled. The man staring back from the reflection in the window wasn't afraid anymore. He had learned that breaking the chains of comfort is the most painful, yet most liberating thing a person can do. It doesn't just change your finances, it changes your entire existence. Growth and comfort cannot coexist. To rise, you must first be willing to be uncomfortable. To win, you must be willing to risk. Alexander's story became living proof that transformation doesn't happen in safety. It happens in the unknown, in the leap, in the moments when your heart races and your mind screams, "This is too hard." Because that's where the new version of you is born. Not in comfort, but in courage. Chapter 5. The Price of Transformation. Becoming rich demanded a price, and Alexander paid it with every ounce of his energy, time, and comfort. Transformation was not a magical event. It was a process of cutting away everything that kept him ordinary. In the beginning, he thought success was about ambition, but soon he realized it was about endurance. He understood that wealth is not achieved by desire alone, but by discipline. Every decision carried a cost, and he was finally ready to pay it. While others lived for the weekend, he lived for the future. While they sought pleasure, he sought purpose. Alexander began to understand that every small act of self-control compounded over time into power. He stopped chasing instant gratification and started investing in long-term growth. He traded nights out for nights of learning. He traded entertainment for education. The same money he once used to impress others, he now used to improve himself. The same hours he used to waste scrolling through distractions, he now used to build the foundation of his financial empire. His transformation was not loud. It was quiet, steady, and relentless. At first, the loneliness was unbearable. His friends drifted away because they could not understand his focus. They mocked his discipline, called him too serious, and accused him of missing out on life. But Alexander knew they were the ones missing out on purpose, control, and the satisfaction of building something real. He realized that those who laugh at your discipline will one day envy your freedom. Every no, he said to short-term pleasure, was a yes to his future wealth. His mornings became sacred. Before sunrise, he was already awake, moving his body, sharpening his mind, and aligning his intentions. Meditation gave him clarity. Journaling gave him direction. He wrote down his goals daily, not to fantasize, but to remind himself of his mission. Each goal was a promise to the man he was becoming. Each workout was proof of his resilience. Discipline stopped being a burden and became his identity. Alexander learned that true sacrifice is not about loss. It is about exchange. He was trading comfort for power, distraction for mastery, and consumption for creation. When he stopped buying things he did not need, he discovered how much he already had. Living below his means was not a punishment. It was freedom. Every dollar he saved was a soldier fighting for his financial independence. Every investment he made was a brick in the wall separating him from mediocrity. In this stage of his life, Alexander began to see how wealth favored those who could delay gratification. He noticed that people who chased pleasure rarely found it, but those who pursued purpose found both fulfillment and abundance. He started thinking like an investor, not just with money, but with time, energy, and relationships. He no longer asked, "What do I feel like doing?" But rather, "What will this action cost or create in the long run?" That simple shift changed everything. Discipline became the compass that guided every choice. When he felt tired, he reminded himself that fatigue was temporary, but regret was permanent. When he felt tempted to spend, he remembered that financial freedom was worth more than the thrill of a purchase. He trained his mind to see opportunity where others saw inconvenience. While his peers complained about the lack of time, he was creating it through structure and intention. The transformation also reshaped his environment. He stopped surrounding himself with people who drained his energy. Instead, he sought out those who challenged him, inspired him, and reminded him that success leaves clues. He found mentors, consumed wisdom, and modeled the habits of the wealthy. Slowly, his mindset shifted from scarcity to abundance. He stopped thinking, "I can't afford this," and started asking, "How can I afford this?" That question alone opened new pathways in his thinking and action. As months passed, the results became visible. His finances improved, his health strengthened, and his confidence expanded. But the biggest change was invisible: the transformation of his character. He no longer sought validation from others. He didn't need approval because he had direction. The laughter of those who once mocked him faded, replaced by the quiet respect of those who started asking for his advice. Alexander realized that success is not about being better than others. It's about being better than your former self. Still, the journey was not without challenges. There were days of doubt, nights of exhaustion, and moments of temptation. But he had learned to embrace discomfort as part of growth. Every challenge became a test of commitment, every setback a lesson in patience. When the path felt heavy, he remembered why he started: to buy back his time, to design his life, to never again be enslaved by fear or debt. His sacrifices were seeds, and he was willing to wait for them to bloom. Over time, Alexander began to see a profound truth. The price of transformation is not something you pay once. It is something you pay daily, in small, invisible choices that shape your destiny. The discipline to save when others spend, the courage to act when others hesitate, the humility to learn when others believe they already know. Every day he recommitted to his vision, knowing that wealth is not a destination, but a practice. He discovered that the real reward was not the money, but who he became in pursuit of it: a man of focus, strength, and purpose. The transformation that began with sacrifice evolved into mastery. He had learned to control his impulses, his thoughts, and his destiny. The freedom he once dreamed of was no longer an idea. It was his reality. When Alexander looked back, he realized that every moment of isolation, every disciplined decision, and every sacrifice was worth it. He no longer envied anyone, because he had built a life he didn't need to escape from. He understood the wisdom behind Dave Ramsey's words: "If you will live like no one else now, later you can live like no one else." Those words became his truth, the motto that defined his journey. The price of transformation is steep, but so is the cost of staying the same. Alexander chose to pay the price now, so he could live the rest of his life on his own terms. He understood that discipline is not punishment. It is the highest form of self-respect. His story became a testament to what happens when a man decides to take full responsibility for his destiny. The path was lonely, but the freedom was worth it. The transformation was painful, but the peace was priceless. And in the end, he learned that wealth is not measured by how much you earn, but by how much you grow, how much you give, and how deeply you live with purpose. Chapter 6: The First Breakthrough. Alexander remembered the days when he could barely afford to eat, when his dreams seemed like distant illusions buried beneath debt and exhaustion. But those days were no longer his reality. What began as a desperate attempt to escape financial struggle had quietly transformed into something powerful. His freelance work, once inconsistent and fragile, had evolved into a stable source of income. Each small project, each late-night effort, each uncomfortable step outside his comfort zone had led him here. He realized that success had not arrived suddenly. It had been built piece by piece, like bricks stacked in silence. Every rejection, every sleepless night, every mistake had carried a lesson that prepared him for the next stage of growth. His small victories began to accumulate. One client turned into five, then 10. Word of his professionalism spread. He no longer begged for opportunities. He attracted them. He learned to value persistence over perfection, understanding that consistency was his most powerful ally. He created routines that protected his focus. He scheduled his mornings for deep work, his afternoons for learning, and his nights for reflection. Every hour was used intentionally. Every dollar was reinvested strategically. Slowly, his financial life began to stabilize, then flourish. The debt that once controlled him disappeared, replaced by savings and confidence. Alexander began to see money differently. It was no longer a source of stress or shame. It became a tool for creation. He reinvested his profits not into temporary pleasures, but into assets that would multiply. He studied markets, took online courses, and learned about digital products and investments. He understood that building wealth was not about chasing the next big thing, but about building systems that produced consistent results. He learned how to automate parts of his business, freeing time to think, strategize, and grow. His mindset shifted from survival to expansion, from fear to control. He no longer asked, "How can I make more money?" but rather, "How can I make my money work for me?" With every passing month, momentum built quietly beneath the surface. His discipline, once forced, became natural. He no longer needed motivation because his habits carried him forward even on days he felt tired or uncertain. He learned to appreciate patience, to respect the slow, invisible progress that most people overlook. While others looked for shortcuts, Alexander built foundations. He learned that real success is rarely dramatic. It is subtle, steady, and cumulative. He compared it to planting seeds. You water them daily, nurture them, and one day, they grow into a forest. Most people give up before the roots even take hold, but he refused to stop. His days were no longer filled with chaos and fear, but with purpose and structure. He set financial goals and tracked them with precision. He began saving a fixed percentage of every income stream. He built an emergency fund that gave him peace of mind. He diversified his investments, experimenting cautiously but consistently. He did not seek instant wealth. He sought sustainable growth. That mindset separated him from his old self. He realized that being rich was not just about having money. It was about having the discipline to keep it, the wisdom to grow it, and the mindset to sustain it. Alexander started mentoring a few close friends who were still struggling financially. He shared his journey honestly, telling them that the secret was not in luck or talent, but in persistence and daily action. He explained that most people fail not because they are incapable, but because they quit too soon. Success, he told them, is hidden in the routines you repeat when no one is watching. It is built in the moments when you show up tired, uncertain, but still determined. He taught them that even small progress, when repeated long enough, becomes unstoppable momentum. Through this process, Alexander learned one of the most valuable lessons of his life. Consistency compounds. A single day of effort meant little, but hundreds of days of focused effort created transformation. The habit of showing up every day, even when results were invisible, turned him into a completely different man. He had built something bigger than wealth. He had built character. He had built confidence rooted in proof, not hope. He didn't need to convince himself he could succeed. His results already did. There were still challenges. There were still weeks when sales slowed, when clients disappeared, when doubts returned. But Alexander had changed his relationship with difficulty. He no longer saw setbacks as personal failures. He saw them as necessary tests. Each obstacle became a lesson in patience and resilience. He learned to respond with calm, to analyze rather than panic, to improve rather than complain. His composure became one of his greatest strengths. Where the old Alexander would have broken, the new one adapted. As his income stabilized, he experienced something new, freedom. For the first time in years, he could breathe without fear of the next bill. He could make decisions based on strategy, not desperation. He realized that true wealth was not about luxury. It was about control over time and choices. The ability to say no to what didn't serve him and yes to what truly mattered. This was wealth on a deeper level, the kind that begins internally before showing up externally. Alexander started dreaming bigger. He envisioned building a brand that could help others achieve the same transformation. He wanted to create something lasting, something that would outlive his personal effort. He understood that momentum was not a temporary phase. It was the engine of long-term success. He began documenting his systems, hiring help, and thinking like a business owner instead of a freelancer. His goals evolved from survival to impact, from earning to empowering. When he looked back, the difference was staggering. The man who once feared checking his bank account now managed multiple income streams. The man who once doubted his worth now mentored others with confidence. The man who once lived paycheck to paycheck now had a portfolio of investments working quietly in the background. He had become living proof of Robert Collier's words, "Success truly is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in and day out." He finally understood that the journey to riches is not about one big win. It is about consistency over intensity, patience over excitement, and faith over fear. The invisible progress of yesterday had become the visible success of today. His life, once defined by struggle, was now defined by momentum. And as he stood in his quiet home office, watching the sunrise from his window, he smiled, not because he had reached the destination, but because he had mastered the process. Alexander's first breakthrough was not about money. It was about realizing that he could build a life through deliberate action. He understood that success is not a destination, but a rhythm, a series of daily choices that align with a vision. It is in showing up, learning, improving, and refusing to quit. He no longer chased wealth. He embodied it. The first breakthrough was not the end of his journey, but the confirmation that he was finally on the right path, a path that no failure, no obstacle, and no fear could ever take away from him again. Chapter 7. The Fall and the Rise. Quote, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently." The moment of downfall came silently, without warning. One day, everything seemed steady, and the next, it all began to crumble. Alexander had built his business with passion and relentless drive. Every morning he woke up early, driven by the fire of success and the vision of freedom. But the storm came anyway. One of his major investments failed unexpectedly. A partnership dissolved, and clients started to disappear one after another. What was once a steady flow of income turned into a river of losses. The numbers on the screen turned red, his bank account shrank, and with it, his confidence began to shake. He sat at his desk late into the night, the room dimly lit, staring at the endless figures that no longer made sense. The exhaustion in his eyes told a story of a man who had given everything, only to see it vanish in front of him. For a moment, it felt like he had returned to square one. The old voice of doubt began to whisper again, the same voice that haunted him when he was broke. "Maybe this is it. Maybe you just got lucky before." But deep inside, another voice, quieter yet stronger, said, "Not this time." In that silence, Alexander made a choice that separated him from the man he used to be. Instead of breaking down, he picked up a pen and began writing. He listed everything that went wrong, every mistake, every oversight. It was painful to face, but necessary. He wanted to understand, not escape. The old version of him would have blamed the market, the economy, or fate. The new version knew better. He took responsibility for everything. That was the moment his true wealth began, not in money, but in mindset. He realized that failure is never the opposite of success. It is a part of it. Every person who achieves greatness must walk through fire at least once, and this was his fire. He started rebuilding slowly, with more caution and intelligence. He stopped chasing fast profits and started focusing on strong foundations. He learned that sustainable wealth comes not from ambition alone, but from wisdom, patience, and adaptability. He reviewed every contract, reassessed every investment, and surrounded himself with mentors who had already survived similar storms. Each conversation gave him clarity. Each mistake became a lesson. The more he learned, the more he realized that this fall had been a blessing in disguise. It revealed his weak spots, his blind trust, and his need for control. Without this failure, he would have continued running on fragile success. Now he was building something unshakable. Weeks turned into months, and slowly, the pieces started coming back together. His business began to stabilize. The numbers improved, not by luck, but by strategy. Alexander no longer made emotional decisions. He understood that emotion destroys logic, and that discipline is the true armor of wealth. He built systems that protected him from repeating the same errors. He diversified his income, improved his team, and created new structures that could withstand future storms. This time, he was not just rebuilding a business. He was rebuilding himself. The lessons were hard-earned, but priceless. He learned that money lost can always be regained, but a broken mindset cannot. He understood that resilience is the true currency of the rich. Wealth is not measured by what you have, but by how quickly you can recover when you lose it. He realized that success is not built in the sunshine. It is forged in the rain. The old Alexander had feared failure. The new one respected it. Failure became his teacher, his silent mentor, his greatest ally. Every loss taught him something no book ever could: humility, patience, precision, and gratitude. There were days when he wanted to quit, but he remembered the life he had escaped, the life of scarcity, fear, and helplessness. That memory alone gave him strength. He had come too far to go back. He learned to breathe through chaos, to stay calm under pressure, and to make decisions with logic, not emotion. Each day he grew stronger, not just financially, but mentally. He no longer chased perfection. He pursued progress. He became the kind of man who could walk through failure with his head high. When success returned, and it did, it felt different. It was quieter, steadier, and deeper. There was no celebration, no loud announcement, just a calm sense of confidence, the kind that only comes from surviving storms. Alexander knew now that real wealth isn't about never falling. It's about rising every time you do. He could lose everything tomorrow and still be at peace, because he had developed the one thing that no one could ever take from him: mastery over himself. He often looked back at those nights of loss, the tears, the fear, the exhaustion. Instead of pain, he felt gratitude. Those were the nights that built him. Without them, he would have remained fragile, naive, and overconfident. The fall had humbled him. The rise had defined him. The man who once saw failure as the end now saw it as the beginning of wisdom. His resilience became his wealth, and his mindset became his fortress. Alexander learned a timeless truth. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. But the courage to continue is what truly matters. He had fallen. He had broken. But he had also risen, stronger, sharper, and unshakable. He no longer feared the fall, because he had mastered the rise. Chapter 8. Mastering the Money Game. Quote, "Don't work for money. Make money work for you." Alexander had reached a stage where he no longer sought quick wins or surface-level success. He had already fought the battles of debt, fear, and survival. He had built discipline, learned financial literacy, and escaped the exhausting trap of trading time for money. Now he was entering a new dimension, a game that only a few truly master: the game of making money work for him. This was no longer about effort alone. It was about intelligence, systems, and strategy. He understood that wealth is not built by endless labor, but by creating mechanisms that continue to produce results long after you stop working. Every morning, Alexander would wake up before sunrise, not out of pressure, but purpose. He reviewed his numbers like a general reviewing his troops, income streams, expenses, investments, and growth patterns. He wasn't just managing money anymore, he was orchestrating it. He had learned the laws of leverage, how to multiply output without multiplying effort. His real estate investments began to yield steady monthly cash flow, not because of luck, but because of years of studying market behavior, understanding risk, and mastering patience. He treated every dollar like a seed, planting it strategically so it would grow into a tree that would feed him for years. Alexander's shift in mindset was profound. When he was broke, he used to ask, "How can I earn more money?" Now he asked, "How can my money earn more money for me?" That simple question changed everything. He discovered that money, when guided by intelligence, becomes a loyal servant. When neglected, it becomes a ruthless master. He built automated systems online that generated income from products and services he had created months before. He invested in digital assets, businesses that could scale globally without physical limits. He understood that the power of the internet had leveled the playing field for those who dared to learn and act. As his portfolio expanded, so did his understanding of risk and reward. He learned to diversify without diluting his focus. He allocated his investments across real estate, index funds, and online platforms that operated even while he slept. The key was not to spread himself thin, but to make every investment work as part of an integrated ecosystem. Real estate gave him stability. Digital assets gave him scalability. And business partnerships gave him leverage. Together, these formed a network of wealth that was alive, adaptive, and independent of his daily labor. He no longer saw money as something to chase. He saw it as something to command. Each financial decision was rooted in logic, not emotion. He practiced delayed gratification, choosing long-term freedom over short-term pleasure. He reinvested his profits, allowing compounding to do the heavy lifting. The first time he received monthly cash flow that exceeded his living expenses, he realized he was financially free. The feeling was indescribable, not just relief, but liberation. It was no longer about survival. It was about sovereignty. Yet Alexander understood that true mastery went beyond numbers. It was about control over his time and choices. Wealth, he realized, was not measured by how much money you make, but by how long you can live freely without having to work. Freedom was the real currency, and he was finally rich in it. His days were designed with intention, mornings for reflection, afternoons for growth, evenings for peace. There was no rush, no chaos, no anxiety. He was no longer reacting to life. He was directing it. He also began mentoring others, teaching them the principles that changed his life. He taught them to build assets before buying luxuries, to invest in knowledge before investing in markets, and to use money as a tool, not as a god. He reminded them that most people remain trapped in the cycle of working for money because they never stop to question the system. The rich, however, play by different rules. They create systems, they build networks, they leverage time, and they multiply value. Alexander's journey proved that financial independence is not reserved for the chosen few. It is available to anyone willing to learn, act, and persist. The road was not easy, but it was worth every sacrifice. The discipline he once struggled with had now become second nature. His former fears had turned into fuel. What once felt like distant dreams had become his daily reality. He looked back at his old life, the bills, the stress, the endless working hours, and felt gratitude instead of regret. Those struggles were the training ground for his transformation. Without them, he would never have developed the mindset that now sustained his wealth. As he watched his income flow in from different sources, he smiled, not because of the money, but because of what it represented: mastery, freedom, and peace. Don't work for money. Make money work for you. The quote that once sounded like a cliché had become his truth. Money now moved with his vision, multiplied by his strategy, and served his purpose. He had mastered the money game, not by chasing wealth, but by becoming the kind of person wealth naturally follows. Chapter 10. From Broke to Free. The Man Who Rebuilt Himself. Quote, "You are not your past, you are the decisions you make today." Alexander walked slowly down the narrow street that had once been a symbol of his struggle. Years ago, he had paced this same path with his head lowered, pockets empty, and hope fading. Every crack in the pavement had witnessed his fears. Every corner had carried his doubts. He remembered the nights when he counted coins in his trembling hands just to buy a loaf of bread. Back then, the world felt cold and indifferent, and every passing stranger seemed to remind him of how small he had become. But now, his footsteps echoed differently. The weight that once bent his shoulders had vanished, replaced by a calm strength. The same buildings stood before him, unchanged, yet everything felt different because he was no longer the same man who once walked here. He was free, not just financially, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Freedom, he realized, was not about escaping responsibility, but about owning it completely. It was not just about having money. It was about having control over his time, his choices, and his destiny. The true transformation had happened long before the wealth arrived. It began the moment he decided to take full responsibility for his life. He remembered the turning point vividly, the night when he sat alone in the dark, surrounded by unpaid bills, and whispered, "No more." That moment of pain became the seed of his rebirth. It was there, in that silence, that he made a promise to himself. He would never live as a victim again. From that promise came discipline. From discipline came growth, and from growth came freedom. He began to see that the past was not a prison, but a teacher. Every mistake, every loss, every sleepless night had prepared him for this peace. He no longer blamed the world, his upbringing, or his luck. Instead, he saw how every difficult season had shaped his strength. The man who had once begged life to be easier now thanked life for being hard. Without the struggle, he would never have developed the courage to rise. Without failure, he would never have learned how to rebuild. As Alexander stood in front of the old bakery where he once bought the cheapest bread he could afford, he smiled with gratitude. He didn't pity his past self. He honored him. That broken, lost version of him was the foundation upon which his success was built. "Thank you," he whispered softly, "for not giving up when everything told you to." The air around him felt lighter. He no longer carried the burden of proving himself to others. His success was not a show. It was a quiet confidence born from years of persistence. He had learned that success is not an event, but a process. It is not a lucky break or a single opportunity. It is the daily commitment to growth, the willingness to do what others avoid, and the courage to stay the course when it gets uncomfortable. The broke man inside him had died the day he stopped making excuses. The rich man was born when he began making choices rooted in purpose. Every decision he made after that carried intention. He stopped chasing money and started building value. He stopped reacting to life and started designing it. The people around him once thought he was crazy when he turned down distractions, when he refused to settle, and when he disappeared to work on himself. But now they asked how he did it. The answer, he knew, wasn't in the external actions, but in the internal transformation. He became the kind of man who could handle wealth, disciplined, patient, focused. He built his freedom through consistency, not luck. Alexander had not just changed his bank account, he had changed his legacy. He began helping others who were where he once was, teaching them the principles that had saved his life: ownership, belief, and vision. He showed them that wealth is not about having more, it's about becoming more. It is about mastering yourself, your emotions, your habits, and your time. As the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in gold, Alexander felt a deep sense of fulfillment. He had rebuilt himself from the ground up, not just financially, but as a man of purpose. His past no longer haunted him. It guided him. His failures no longer defined him. They refined him. He finally understood that freedom is not the absence of struggle, but the ability to rise above it. He took one last look down the street and smiled. Everything had come full circle. He whispered the truth that had carried him through every dark moment. "You are not your past. You are the decisions you make today." With that, he walked forward, not as the man who once survived, but as the man who had learned how to live. Final message. Alexander's story is not fiction. It is a mirror held up to reality, reflecting the silent struggles of millions who wake up every morning feeling trapped in the same routine, weighed down by financial stress, fear, and uncertainty. He represents every person who has ever stared at their bank account in frustration, wondering why hard work never seems to be enough. His journey is not about luck or miracles. It is about something far more powerful: the decision to change from within. Every external success begins with an internal transformation. And Alexander's greatest wealth was never the money he earned, but the mindset he built. When he was broke, he blamed everything outside himself: the economy, his upbringing, the unfairness of life. But as he grew, he discovered that wealth does not begin with money. It begins with awareness. Awareness of how you think, how you act, and how you respond to failure. He realized that money is just energy, a reflection of value, discipline, and belief. Once he understood that, his actions changed. He stopped waiting for rescue and started taking responsibility. He stopped seeking comfort and started seeking growth. He stopped chasing quick gains and began building long-term value. That was the real turning point, not when his bank account changed, but when his identity did. Transformation is never instant. It demands patience, humility, and persistence. Alexander's nights of self-doubt, his moments of loneliness, and his countless small decisions were the quiet building blocks of his freedom. He learned that the real battle was not between him and the world, but between who he was and who he wanted to become. The shift was invisible at first, but over time it became undeniable. His new habits replaced the old ones. His new thoughts created new realities. Every morning he woke up with purpose, and every night he went to bed with gratitude. Slowly, his life began to align with the mindset he had created. Wealth is not built in noise. It grows in silence. It is the result of disciplined days, of sacrifices unseen by others, of faith that endures through setbacks. Alexander learned that true freedom is not achieved by escaping responsibility, but by mastering it. He became the author of his own story, rewriting every chapter that once defined his struggle. The same hands that once trembled holding overdue bills now held investments, plans, and possibilities. The same man who once feared the future now built it with intention. The truth is, Alexander's transformation was never about becoming someone else. It was about returning to who he was meant to be before fear, doubt, and scarcity took over. He discovered that the world outside changes only after the world inside evolves. When he began believing he was worthy of success, opportunities started to appear. When he began acting like a rich man in discipline, not in possessions, money began to flow naturally. When he began seeing problems as lessons instead of punishments, he unlocked his greatest advantage: resilience. If you are reading this, know that your situation does not define you. Your current life is only a reflection of your past mindset, not your future potential. You are capable of rebuilding, reinventing, and rising above everything that once held you back. The version of you that feels lost and broke is not a failure. It is your teacher. It has shown you what you must never return to, and it has prepared you for what comes next. Wealth, freedom, and success are not reserved for the chosen few. They belong to those who choose themselves, who take action when it is hard, who keep moving when no one is watching, and who believe even when results are slow. You do not need permission to transform. You only need belief and consistent action. Remember, transformation begins the moment you decide to think differently. The journey from broke to rich is not about numbers. It is about identity. When you change your thoughts, you change your choices. When you change your choices, you change your destiny. The broke version of you has done his part. He has served his purpose. Now it is time for the rich version of you, the disciplined, fearless, and visionary one, to take over. Your freedom does not start tomorrow, next week, or next year. It begins the moment you decide that enough is enough. It begins when you take control of your thoughts, your habits, and your focus. The path to transformation is already inside you, waiting to be walked with courage and faith. The richest people are not those who have the most, but those who believe the most. So stand tall, take the first step, and remember, your freedom begins today.